This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Dan Orlovsky will join us coming up in a little bit. He's got a breakdown on Caleb Williams heading into the draft that I think is very interesting. Not so sure Caleb Williams will be the number one quarterback taken. Also, we'll get an update on, or best we can, on Shohei Ohtani, the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes. Former Heisman winner Robert Griffin Jr. III will join us coming up a little bit later on as well. Phone calls are welcome. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. 877-3DP-SHOW. Good morning. If you're watching us on Peacock, thank you for allowing us into your home. And those listening on our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400. Oh, just got this. Tailgate Moonshine, the peppermint bark, is available right now. Just went up, so grab it while you can. You can't have a holiday without the Tailgate Moonshine. The peppermint bark is available at danpatrick.com. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. Good morning, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and our friends at Peacock, the streaming partner that we have. The Pacers, the Bucks, the Pelicans, and the Lakers. The Final Four. It's the in-season tournament. All right, I'm okay with this. Pacers, this is really exciting for the Pacers. I hope it's exciting for the Pelicans. I don't know how exciting it is for the Lakers and the Bucks. They expect to be great teams this year. But, you know, for what it's worth, if you want to enjoy it, normally I'm watching basketball Christmas Day. That's when the season starts for me. I think this is what the commissioner's goal was. Let's get something that somebody's talking about prior to Christmas. And they've accomplished that. Although I think we've spent a lot of time, it feels like, talking about how the courts look. Maybe not that the play is any different. But we're talking about, that's all you want. You want your sport to be relevant because you can get dwarfed 11 months out of the year with the NFL. But even the Shohei Ohtani story should be a front and center story where everybody gets to talk about it. But then Shohei Ohtani, the biggest free agent of my lifetime, he, I guess, is telling, there's a directive to not talk about, you know, what the recruiting process. You have the winter meetings going on. The winter meetings used to be really big. When I was at the mothership, we'd send like Peter Gammons, Buster Olney, Tim Kirchin, you know, everybody's down there. And now it's almost like, oh, the winter meetings are going on. You have the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes. Are you allowed to talk? Not allowed to talk? Well, Dave Roberts is the manager of the Dodgers. He had this to say yesterday about Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, we met with him. You know, I don't want to, I'd like to be honest. And so we met with Shohei and we talked and I think it went well. I think it went well. But at the end of the day, he's his own man and he's going to do what's best for himself, where he feels most comfortable.
Okay. So he could have shaken this off. hey, you guys talked to Shohei Ohtani's representative. You know what? I don't want to say anything right now about our process here, but that wasn't the case. He said, I want to be honest. Okay. He also had this to say about wanting to keep it private.
We want to respect Shohei's wishes, Nez's wishes, as far as being private. So I think that we took the necessary ways to do that, to honor his wishes. But obviously, you know, people talk and things, you know, and so I don't think that I need to share what we talked about. But I don't think, I think that's as forthright as I should be, and you guys deserve to be, right?
Okay. Nobody deserves anything in this situation. The media doesn't deserve anything. Are you honoring his wishes by talking about honoring his wishes, but also talking about, like, I'm not sure what's going on here. Unless Dave Roberts is saying, we're the Dodgers. You know, we don't need to be told what to do and not to do. But then if you're under a directive that says, look, if you talk out of school, he doesn't want to go to a place that's going to do this. Now, I don't think it's going to come down to, Shohei, why did you not pick the Dodgers? Well, their manager said that he talked to me and my representative for 2 hours. I don't think that a violation of the gag order is all of a sudden going to be like, you know what? I'm staying with the Angels. Yes, Eden.
You're under a directive by a guy that doesn't even play on your team. I would be like, dude, get the hell out of here. I'm going to say whatever I want. Oh, wait. So I don't get to speak whenever, say whatever I want to say, and all for the privilege of paying you $600 million? Nah, dude, I'm good. I'm already like, this dude's trying to control the locker room, and he doesn't even play here yet? I'm good. I'll pass. We're the Dodgers.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, I see that rationale. Like, Dave Roberts, like, I got a ring with the Red Sox. I got a ring with the Dodgers. And a 29-year-old's telling me what I could talk about at winter meetings. I actually had the first reaction when I heard it, I thought Dave Roberts was talking because they were out of it. Like, he felt they were out. That was my first reaction. I think Seton may be more right. But my first reaction was, oh, the Dodgers are out of this.
Okay, wait. Play the first soundbite from Dave Roberts. First thing that he said.
Yeah, we met with him. You know, I don't want to, I'd like to be honest. And so we met with Shohei, and we talked, and I think it went well. I think it went well. But at the end of the day, he's his own man, and he's going to do what's best for himself, where he feels most comfortable.
Okay, I don't know why you say any of this. Just deflect it. Look, the process is, you know, we're not allowed to talk about the process. It's like Fight Club. You know, the first rule. This is Fight Club. This is what Shohei's representative is saying. You can't talk about it. Okay. Let's not drag this out and let's not put this out in the media. Let's not have sources close to. Let's not leak information here. Let's just, you know, and maybe he's looking at, maybe I go back to the Angels. Maybe I just sort of know what that is. It's comfortable. No, there's not high pressure here. I get paid. I mean, I don't know. Does he want to win? How important is winning? How about his surgery? When does he pitch again? Like, I have a lot of questions here. Would I want to pony up that kind of money for Shohei Ohtani? I would not. 10 years, and you want him to pitch and hit? How much is he worth if he's just hitting? Can you put something in the contract, an escalator clause that says you have to pitch X number of innings or starts? Or it seems like a lot. And by all accounts, seems to be a really humble guy. Although, can you be humble asking for $600 million? But, you know, not wanting to do it publicly. And I don't think it's who he is. I don't think he's that, I need to be out there, paraded around, talked about. And maybe that's what he feels like. He doesn't want that to happen. And, you know, it was leaked that Toronto met with him. Oh, my God. Like, I don't know what that means. Who leaked that? I mean, it's not the Jets leaking something on Zach Wilson. That's different. But Dave Roberts, that's not a leak. That's just, here it is. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be honest with you. Well, if you're going to be honest with me, then let me ask you a couple other questions here. Like, when does honesty stop? When does it start? When does it stop? Then I'd be like, okay, Dave, you want to be honest with us. What are your chances? What do you think it's going to cost? Yeah, Paul.
I was watching the coverage last night, and right after Dave Roberts talks, they go over to the Dodgers GM, and he was not talking. Like, he was fighting it off like a catcher shaking, you know, a pitcher shaking off the signs. He goes, "We're not going there. We've said what we said." Yeah. And he said a version of that like 18 times. Yeah. He followed the director.
Yes, Don.
Could it be this simple for Dave Roberts? It's going to get out eventually that I spoke with him, and I don't want to lie to the press. I don't know. Maybe he's a sensitive guy, and he's like, I'm going to be forthcoming because it's going to eventually get out that someone saw that I went into a room with this one, and I don't want to say that we didn't, and there's physical evidence that shows that I totally spoke with Ohtani.
You don't have to say anything. You know, there's nobody going, come on, Dave. Like, are we doing that with any, like the Giants? Giants aren't saying anything. You know what the Giants are saying? We're hoping to land a big free agent. Okay. Who could be the big free agent? I don't know, but we hope to land a big free agent. That's what they've been told not to say. And somebody I know with the Giants said, we will comply. His word, comply. Because we know. I think the Giants feel like they have a great chance to get Shohei Ohtani. I do. And there's probably four, maybe five teams that are going to be able to put together something that's attractive enough for him, location, team, all of that. Management, American League, National League, you know, all of those things. There's probably four or five teams. Yes, Eden.
This guy said, that first recording sounds like something you say to a blind date's friend after the date. Yeah, we met, and yeah. I don't want to give the details, but
So, you know, it's fascinating. We should be celebrating the biggest free agency personality that we've had. I mean, unique player of our lifetime, $600 million, $550 million. I mean, this is groundbreaking, legendary, but you're not allowed to talk about it. Yeah, Paul.
I've been reading a lot of stories about Shohei Ohtani and his elbow surgery or procedure, depending on which story you read, because none of the stories say Tommy John surgery. It says elbow procedure. Yeah. It's an alternative procedure. It feels almost like a calculated effort by his agent to keep the phrase Tommy John surgery off his client, because that is considered a year off from pitching, generally.
Well, what I've read is that he's not pitching in 2024. Whether it's Tommy John or not, what I read is they're not expecting him to pitch in 2024. It's 10 years. He's what, 29?
Yeah.
He's a wonderful player, obviously. But I got to know, can you pitch? How much are you worth if you can't pitch? I'm buying two things here. At least I'm going into the store and I'm going to take that and that. Well, you can't get that for another year. All right. So I'm putting that on layaway, but I got to pay for it. Yeah. You got to pay for it. But you're going to get it. You just have to wait a year.
It's like if Lamar Jackson were on the free agent market and at the meeting he goes, well, I can't run anymore, though. Just want to let you guys know I'm not going to be a running quarterback at all. I cannot run anymore, but I'm willing to pass for you guys like crazy. Well, we'd like both if we can. We'd really like both.
But I would like $60 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
It's not just paying up front and waiting a year. What condition is it in now versus what it's going to be in a year or so? You're buying something that you're not guaranteed is going to be the way you think it's going to be.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
Simply Safe Home Security offering up to 50% off any new system. You can save up to 50% off with the Fast Protect plan. Visit simplysafedan.com. Poll question today, Seton. What are we going to unload on the audience today?
Paying $500+ million for Shohei Ohtani is ...
Okay.
A smart investment on and off the field, or too much of a risk with his elbow issues?
But you got to pick one.
You have to
pick one. Okay, let's go around the room. Let's go
and
around the room.
You can't comment to that thing. It's a little more nuanced than that, actually. It's, yeah.
Todd?
I don't know. I'm very hesitant to...
Were you listening to what?
I caught the last okay. part of it because I got an email regarding a guest that's coming up that distracted me, okay. In all honesty.
What did the email say?
The email was about our 920 guest and a plug line that they added for...
Oh, for Dan Orlovsky. Okay. Seat, would you give Fritzy the...
I'd rather not.
You almost fooled me until I realized that you didn't know the poll question. But you were busy.
No, well, we have another 2 hours and 40 minutes. There's got to be a way we can get this in for a few seconds and give you a second chance, I would hope.
Seton, all we're asking is give Todd a second chance.
Paying $500 million-plus dollars for Shohei Ohtani is... A smart investment on and off the field, or too much of a risk with his elbow issues?
Too much of a risk.
All right, thank you, Todd. Seton, how about you?
11.
11. You weren't listening to you giving the poll question?
I would rather not sign him.
Okay.
I think I had kind of answered it, even though I was kind of guessing.
No, you're good. No, you're good. Go back to your email. Marvin, what about you?
Too much of a risk.
Yeah. Paulie?
Too much of a risk. I don't think he's ever going to be a full-time pitcher again.
I don't even think it's too much of a risk. It's like, it's already too much of a circus, and it's an unbelievable sum of money. I'd rather get, you could get two or three great players for that much money.
Yeah. It's a lot for one player, and one player is not going to be the difference if you win or lose. If you go to a World Series, you've had Mike Trout for how long? It doesn't matter. In baseball, I can take you out of the game. If you're a hitter, I just walk you. Pitching, it's different. That's where you win championships. When you go, that guy's going to the mound, and there's nothing we can do about it. If you're a hitter, we're going to pitch around you. That's a lot of money. You know, in the NBA, there's five guys on your team that are out there on the floor. That one guy can make a difference. Football, your quarterback can make a difference. In baseball, unless you're pitching and hitting... No way. Yeah, Paul.
I would offer him $40 million a year and $1 million per start. You get $40 million to hit for us as your base salary. And if you start 30 games, you get another $30 million this season. So you can make $70 million per year for my team. The more you pitch, the more you make. Not a quality start, not nine innings. You start the game, it's $1 million. And there we go. Now I'm covered and you're covered. You pitch 30. You have 33 starts like a big league pitcher does. That's $33 million extra to the 40.
Yes, Todd.
What if Ohtani had a wild, flamboyant personality and showed what kind of great leader he was? Where does that factor in with the money as far as what he'd be worth, other than his ethnicity and certain regions that might be even more interested in because he's on that team? So where would that fit in if he had something even more than just the two-way player?
But he doesn't.
If he did, would it all of a sudden, because if you think he doesn't deserve it, would he be more deserving of more money if he brought those qualities to the team?
I think has likability, but I don't think anybody said, man, he's a leader. I mean, I'm not paying for that. Did anybody say that about Mike Trout? But like, he's a leader. I mean, he's not a personality. So Shohei is not that kind of guy. So I'm not paying extra for you. I mean, at some point you got to go, I'm paying you a boatload of money. Shouldn't that be enough? I'm going to pay you extra because you're first guy in the clubhouse and you're a rah-rah guy. No, I mean, you're paying $550. You should get some ancillary things to go along with that. Not, you know, he's got a nice personality. You know, he gets nice gifts for his teammates. Let's take a break. Dan Orlovsky breaks down Caleb Williams. He did a great job with this yesterday. As soon as I heard it, I text Todd and I said, get Orlovsky on. I think he really opened some eyes about, you know, Caleb Williams' style at USC, how that'll translate into the NFL. Is he really a 6'1" quarter? I mean, there's a lot of things that Dan was talking about here. And we'll get his thoughts on that. And a few other things as well. Are the Eagles suddenly vulnerable? Because you got the Cowboys, and then I think they're at Seattle, which is a sneaky, tough game. It's almost like the Philadelphia Eagles went from being the best team to being maybe one of the most vulnerable teams. We'll talk to him about that as well. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Now that I host a gambling podcast, I keep an eye on the betting lines a little more closely. How about the over-under with the Patriots and the Steelers Thursday night? Would anybody like to take a guess when those powerhouse offenses get together, Todd?
Steelers 5.5.
No, the over-under.
Oh, sorry. Over-under, I'm going to say 38.5.
All right. Seton, over-under Thursday night Patriots Steelers.
The over-under, I'm going to say, is 24.5.
24.5.
I'll ask.
All right. Marvin?
28.5.
All right. Paulie?
Zappy Trubisky shootout? Question mark. 33.5?
30.
Oh, God.
The lowest NFL total since 1993.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Al Michaels is not going to be in a good mood on Thursday night. Just saying. Dan Orlovsky, always in a good mood. Segway, he'll be on the call Monday night matchup between the Titans-Dolphins on the mothership, 8:15 Eastern. Jeremy Fowler, Lewis Riddick, Laura Rutledge. Packers-Giants, that'll be on ABC at the same time. You can catch Dan every weekday at 4 Eastern on the mothership's NFL Live, which is where I saw him yesterday, breaking down Caleb Williams, which we'll get to in a moment. I thought you did a wonderful job with this. All right. What's the difference between an ankle sprain and a high ankle sprain for Trevor Lawrence? And what will that mean for his availability, mobility coming up this weekend against the Browns?
I think, first of all, it's which leg it's on is pretty big deal. I mean, it's on his right leg. So, you know, Dan, I think two things that Trevor has done to ascend this year. One, he's made big boy throws down the field. That really wasn't like a significant part of his game in the first 2 years. And you can't do that a ton unless you're the ability to push off that right leg and drive the ball downfield. And then the second thing, he's used his legs to break teams back in big situations. That's the Patrick, that's the Josh Allen's, that's the Lamar's. And when you will three or four times a game run on third and eight for first down. So that's going to impact the two things that he's kind of taken steps in this year. You know, if you go back, Patrick did it last year and, you know, was able to survive, and then get it to a point where they had that break right before the Super Bowl to play his best. I think that's got to be Jacksonville's hope, is that continue to play good enough football, stay in the playoff race, obviously, win their division, and get him as healthy as they can for their kind of playoff run. You know, the difference between the traditional ankle and high ankle, you know, I had cankles, so I didn't really have an issue with ankle sprains that much. I don't want to pretend that I'm a doctor, but I do kind of just on the field, I think those are the two biggest impacts.
How does the Zach Wilson story happen?
Oh, my gosh, dude. Like with in regards to the leak and how it gets out and all that stuff, there's got to be people that have motives. You know, there's no other way that that news gets out and that detail is getting shared unless there's people within that organization that are trying to smear that young man. Whether like people sit there and say he deserves it because he's being soft, or you're like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for the young man. The only way that that news gets broken is that there are people who think, if the story's true, that him not wanting to play is a joke, that he's being soft, that he's being a baby, that and they're trying to smear his name because of it, or because the conversation has become now, in parts, is Robert Saleh's job safe? That there's people trying to protect the potential jobs of people. That's the only two ways.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, like, he's already smeared himself by the way he's played. I don't know if you need to sabotage his character moving forward that will stay with him the rest of his career.
Sure. That's a vantage point that is valued. If you don't think it's because people are trying to smear his name, then I would say it's because people are trying to protect their own names, or people are trying to protect, oh, well, is Joe Douglas's job on the line? Is Robert Saleh's job on the line? You know, like then it's is there someone trying to protect that narrative?
What role does Rodgers play in this?
You know, like I watched him on Pat's show yesterday and I thought he was really good and transparent and honest about a lot of different stuff. I don't want to say emotional, but you felt the genuine anger that he has with it all. Aaron's one of the faces of the league, obviously, and he's been kind of at the top of the mountain. I don't know if he's been through anything like this though. You know, I don't know if he's been through. And he even said it when the organization, you have an organization that has issues within it, like it seems the Jets have, that's a problem. So I think his experience of being a part of a premier organization is only valued. But at some point, it's got to stop with some of the foolishness that's going on in New York.
Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership, part of NFL Live, former NFL quarterback. It feels like the Eagles are suddenly vulnerable, Dan. They went from the best team in football to, oh, what's wrong with the Eagles? You got the Cowboys game. I think they're at Seattle after that.
Yeah.
They could very likely lose those games. Now, all of a sudden, if Dallas wins, Dallas maybe going from a 5 seed, moving up to win the division. Is Philadelphia vulnerable?
Absolutely. So in regards to Dallas, I think they're the team in the NFC that needs the 1 seed the most. I think Miami needs the 1 seed the most in the AFC. If we just specifically to Philadelphia, they are not the same team as last year. They are not nearly as dominant. They do not control games and dominate teams as much. They're vulnerable because of this, Dan. While they were still winning, it was because teams were allowing them to stay in the game by own self-inflicted wounds. And they, you have to give them credit. They were clutch. Like, I remember a couple weeks ago, you just can't kill Jalen Hurts. If you allow Jalen to stay in the game, he's got that gene, okay? Number one, offensive line-wise, they are not dominating the line of scrimmage. We did a huge conversation yesterday on their offense and how they're seeing two safeties more than they have, and they're not – like dominating. When you guys watch football, you hear everyone say, well, this offensive line, they're changing the line of scrimmage. They're not doing that right now. And is it because they're older? Is it because some guys have missed? I don't know. Jalen's not running as much. I think the knee, there's something more to the knee than is being led on. So they're not dominating the line of scrimmage on offense. I don't know if they know who they are identity-wise on offense. I think they've been good situationally, but identity-wise. And then defensively, when it comes to playing teams that are good offenses, they struggle in zone coverage because their linebackers aren't disciplined with their eyes, and they can't play man coverage because they don't have enough people. Their third or fourth coverage guys aren't good. They're not. They're struggling in man. So, yeah, they're vulnerable. Now, they're 10-2, and if they go down and win this week, they're going to be the 1 seed. But in the context of they were the second best team in football last year, they don't, top to bottom, look like the second best team in football this year.
Okay, but more likely to get back to the Super Bowl, Kansas City or Philadelphia?
Kansas City.
Okay.
One, because I think if San Francisco plays their best, they're the best team in football. Again, back to Jalen's knee, I think that's a conversation for Philadelphia. Kansas City, I mean, the AFC playoff picture right now has me, you, my two sons playing quarterback for 4 teams. And so it's kind of this group of Miami, Kansas City, and Baltimore that at least we'll see what happens with Trevor Lawrence, but like that we feel really good about or most confident in. Am I concerned about Kansas City still with their mishaps on offense and the miscommunication between Patrick and the wide receivers and the tackles? Absolutely. That's no longer something that I can overlook. And if Miami gets the 1 seed, I do think that's a tall task to go and stop that offense down there. But I do think because of how good their defense is, they'll be in every game.
I was watching yesterday when you broke down Caleb Williams. And I thought it was interesting because of what structure is in the NFL and what structure is or can be or lack of structure in college. And yep. Caleb Williams, you know, not going to play in the bowl game, which I have no problem with. But then you talked about, is he really 6'1"? You know, I guess give a little bit of the Cliff Notes version of how you broke down Caleb yesterday.
Yeah, I think it starts with this. He's listed at 6'1", 210. So what is his size actually? That's starting point. And the reason why I think that's going to matter for teams, and that's going to be, again, a preference thing, Dan. If we find who are the last like 4 or 5 quarterbacks, and I've been swayed in this world, to be honest, that were like the not the biggest guys and went early. So Baker Mayfield, he's kind of had this roller coaster of a career. I'm a Baker guy, but he hasn't played like the number one pick. Kyler Murray, Bryce Young, obviously this year. So some of the smaller stature guys, they haven't necessarily excelled. And I do think that there's some fair conversation because if you are a smaller guy, I think Kurt Warner talks about this all the time. You better be awesome in structure. You better be an absolute dude when it comes to like seeing it and throwing it and playing with the anticipation of ball placement. So Caleb's not the biggest person. Teams aren't going to like that. Drake May is massive. He is your prototype. Okay. And then I think when it comes to the out of structure, in structure conversation, number one, he's unbelievable out of structure. When the play isn't there on, like, on the field as we expect it to be on paper, and he's got to go make something out of nothing, he's awesome. He is Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and Lamar in that regard. He does that a lot. He does not do in structure often. And the reason why, or you start to ask yourself, well, why didn't he? One, was he asked to do it a lot in Lincoln's offense? Did Lincoln Riley demand it from him and stress it from him? Because look at C.J. Stroud. Ryan Day demands that of his quarterbacks in college. Well, watch C.J. Stroud in structure right now. He's unbelievable. Number two, they had to score 40 points a game at USC to win this year. So you're naturally going to be big play oriented. I can't check the ball down because if I check the ball down, the other team's going to score in 90 seconds. Yeah. And then three is probably one of the best athletes on the field every time. So you naturally lean into that. So I just think that there's going to be teams that are sitting there going, how much, like, can we get this young man to play in structure on a consistent basis? Because we're seeing that, Dan, and I know I'm going here, but like, we're seeing that be demanded of quarterbacks to be good in the NFL more now than we did 5 or 6 years ago. We just are with the style of defense.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if Caleb has to fit into a team or a team fits to Caleb. Like, used to be when you drafted a quarterback, you're like, come on into our system. Now it feels like teams are saying, we're going to adapt to your system. The Bears are already in that system with Justin Fields, right?
Yes.
Where you got to improvise, and not that that's what you want to do, but I don't know if that means a better fit for Caleb Williams with the Bears than, say, somebody else.
Yeah, so first of all, if you take Caleb Williams, you absolutely build around what he's tremendous at. But you also have to have the people on your staff that are going to develop him with the places he's not tremendous at. Because if you don't develop that part of his game, he never gets the consistent opportunity to have the things that he is rare at be the forefront. The team's defenses won't allow it. They're too smart and they're too good. And in regards to Chicago, obviously the conversation is going to be, is that the coaching staff that's going to be there and having that decision? Is Ryan Poles, their general manager, going to say, hey, you know, didn't necessarily develop Justin the way I wanted, you know, so to speak. So if they move on from Justin and that coaching staff, then who's the people that get to steward if it's Caleb or a Drake May, you know, with that first pick? But 100%, you build around his skill set if he's your pick.
We appreciate your time. Know you're busy. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That's Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership. He'll be on the call Monday Night Football. So you have a double header Monday night. Actually, it's a single header. Aren't they together?
Simultaneous
header.
Simulcast?
Yes. 8:15 Eastern, Titans, Dolphins, and then the Packers and the Giants kick off simultaneously on ABC. You can catch Dan every weekday, 4 Eastern. On the Mothership's NFL Live. Play of the Day is up next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The vaunted offenses of the Patriots and the Steelers. The line is 30. Army and Navy play this weekend.
Yes, at Gillette up in Boston.
What is the over-under Army and Navy?
Oh, man. Neither pass very often.
I'm going to say 32.
Army's 5-6, Navy's 5-6. Army's given 3 points to the Naval Academy. The over-under is 27.5.
Oh, wow. Okay,
bonus coverage. The leading receiver for Army this year, by the way, they passed a lot more this year, has how many catches? The leading receiver for Army.
11.
18.
Oh.
That may be a record.
Well, that's Marvin Harrison.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Next hour, we'll talk to Jeff Passan of the Mothership. We'll get an update on Shohei Ohtani. And we will play the Shohei Ohtani game. Where he goes and how much he makes. That'll be coming up. All right, we'll get to phone calls here. Let me see. Randall in Venice Beach, Venezia. Hey, Randall.
Good morning. We have big news coming from Pro Pickleball. Major League Pickleball season is over.
Yay!
This is the league with the celebrity owners LeBron, Brady, Drew Brees, and Eva Longoria with the DC Pickleball team. But the bigger question is, is the Dan Patrick prognosis in pro pickleball about to become true? Are we seeing it play out in front of our eyes? Do you remember what your prediction was?
No.
Pro pickleball.
No.
Oh, just so, you didn't think it was going to.
I was going to sell the stock short. I was going to short it. Yes, but thank you, Randall, for the update. Ran into a couple of people restaurant 2 nights ago. Started talking about pickleball. I said, all right. I said, have you played it? And I go, yes. Do you like it? I go, it's a social thing. And they said, well, there are professionals. I said, yeah. Look, anything that gets people out exercising, I'm for it.
It's the fastest growing sport in the country, Dan.
People don't realize it's been around for, what, 40 years?
Yeah. It started in the Northeast with a family that did it. And the woman's name, her nickname was like Pickles.
Who can we blame?
Pickles.
I'm sorry, who is that that we can blame?
No names. Our family knows and there's been stories about this. We know an orthopedic doctor, and he says the especially sprained ankles and knees way up with the older crowd with pickleball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You get out there and you're like, yeah, back in high school playing tennis here. I'm going to go for the winner.
Throwing your pickle around.
Greg.
This is actually a big conspiracy by the orthopedist surgeons of America lobby to just an uptick in business.
Greg in Cincinnati. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Dan. 5'8", 180. Uh-huh. Hey, the reason I was calling, I'm watching TV the other day, and I see Shohei Ohtani pitching New Balance, and even my wife was like, isn't he a big deal? How did New Balance get Shohei? I assume Michael Jordan dropped a stogie right in his lap when he saw that commercial.
Yeah, I don't know. New Balance got Kawhi a couple of years ago. Sure, wasn't the same kind of salary structure contract there. But you're trying to go younger and hipper. Yes, Todd.
We've got now. That's their big slogan.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what they're paying him. Yes, Paul.
New Balance 10 years ago was like your dad cutting the lawn shoes.
Yeah.
They've changed pretty quick.
Mm. Have they?
They're trying to.
Yeah. Jack in Michigan. Hi, Jack. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, bud.
Dan, I don't know why coaches and managers do this, but Dave Roberts had the perfect alibi with his answer when he said, at the end of the day, I have to be honest. I think what you need to do is have Jimmy Jimerson go out there and interview him at 11 p.m. and see what his answers are then.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jack. Jimmy Jimerson, our resident insider.
Dipping his toes into the baseball?
Rich in Pennsylvania. Hi, Rich. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good, bud.
Thanks for taking my call. First time, long time. 6 foot, 195. I have three things. I'm a member of the DPC. I'm off work because of surgery. And today's my birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday!
Sorry about your dad.
My question, what's a bigger sport, pickleball or cornhole?
Well, I would rather play cornhole, but cornhole kind of cooled off.
Cornhole had a moment
Yeah, it did. You know, if you can hold a beer and play a you know, sporting event, then I'm okay with that. Yeah, Paul.
I think cornhole has never been hot. It's slow and steady. It's got sponsorships, Johnsonville, all that stuff. They've got TV partners. Like ESPN, the Ocho, they have some fun with it. I think it's a steady sport. Pickleball got really, really hot, and people may have overinvested.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, if it takes off,
that coming.
If it takes off, great. If people get out and they get exercise, great. It's just not exciting. It's just not. When you're there's certain sports that you watch and you go, man, that's exciting. There are other sports that you play and you go, not as exciting. Pickleball, you know. Of course, I've played one game. I don't even know if it was a full game.
You retired?
Yeah.
Because it already got too heated, right?
Yes. Those two women from Greenwich, Connecticut had it coming. And they paid the price.
Ethel's still mad.
If you're going to go at my wife's backhand, I'm coming at you.
There you go.
And I'm not going to give up.
Get him, Marge.
Yeah. They walked off the court. Didn't even shake our hands.
Doris, bad sport.
Yeah. Hour two on the way. More phone calls, and we play the Shohei Ohtani game. Where's he going and for how much?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.